T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I feel like, Lou, right off the bat, that this is a really important stretch, and a stretch where the Blues can conceivably make a little run. They're on a run of four straight right now, but with what's coming up, it seems like there are points to be had here coming up.
Well, Colorado might have something to say about that tomorrow night.
Let's say after Colorado, perhaps. That's kind of what I meant. Yes, Colorado on 91 points, but it certainly seems to get easier after the Colorado game tomorrow.
Yeah, you would think so, but you know what? These guys are taking, the old mantra of one game at a time, and that's what they're going to preach to you. And the one game is Colorado now. I mean, and they're coming in here. You know, people look, okay, the Blues have started to build some momentum here. They've won four in a row, but you look at the team that's coming in, they're coming in on a bit of a heater themselves. Colorado's won six in a row. They've outscored their opponents 27-10 in that span. Nathan McKinnon's on one of his point streak heaters again. He's on a 15-game point streak. But if you remember the last time that Colorado came in here, he came in here on I believe it was an 18 or a 19 game point streak. And Robert Thomas was hounding him all night and ended that. It was a game that the Blues lost 2-1, but it was one of those games that you look back on and you feel like that was a game where maybe the better team didn't win. If you can get in a performance similar to that, you're going to give yourself a chance tomorrow. But I just think that right now the task at hand is, you know, the Blues are 4 points out of a wild card. They have to bag as many points as they can. You've got two on the line tomorrow, and that's all you have to focus on at this point.
The offense and the power play were such an issue, especially early in the season. Have they figured something out? I think it was 3 power play goals the other night against Anaheim. Are they starting to figure some of that out?
I think they really started to figure it out not long thereafter Drew Bannister took over. They went through a little bit of a lull here, and then obviously I think it was a 2-for before Sunday night. I think it was like a 2-for-24 streak. Don't quote me on that one, but somewhere in that ballpark. And so they cooled off a little bit again, but the three power play markers really enhanced and helped them win the game on Sunday night. Because you know, you come out of that game against Anaheim, it's another lesser opponent. You just came off of an emotional win against Minnesota less than 24 hours earlier. And there's always, you know, the talk of that emotional letdown. And you certainly saw that in the first period when, you know, the Blues had 3 power plays in the first, didn't take advantage of any of them. And Drew Bannister even mentioned after the game that, you know, with a power play, you would think that you would feed off of that and get some energy off of that. He just actually thought that they lost energy because of what they weren't able to produce on it. And you come out of the period down 1-0, but it reinvigorated itself there in the third period. They made a couple of personnel tweaks, moving Justin Falk into that quarterback spot in place of Torrey Krug, and Braden Schenn over on that left flank where Jordan Kyrou was, and it seemed to work. You bagged the 2 points last night. You had to have that win no matter how you got it, and they were able to get it. You continue to build momentum here and march on. That's all they can do. They have 14 games in front of them. You take them one at a time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.